Hello and welcome to another episode of the LEGIONPODCAST. I am Murray, and this week I am an officer of paddleboard, pulling awesome deep draws, lake everywhere, being out around daybreak. It was so nice. I got up early this morning. The sun was just coming up over the woods and the trees. I had my little paddleboard out on the water. It was like glass. I zipped out to the middle of the lake and then I came back. Ugh, it was a lovely way to start the day. I highly recommend it.
That sounds nice. Good.
Yeah, if you have a lake and a paddleboard and you feel like getting up early, it is a beautiful.
Nice.
The geese weren't even out.
Oh, I have one of those.
Ugh, just one?
Yeah.
Ugh, we have a gang, a whole freaking gang of them, and they just sit in a big goose gang in the middle of the lake, and then they swim over real slowly to the dock, and they just kind of... like saunter on up to the dock and then walk onto the deck and then start crapping everywhere.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't mean goose. I meant the three things you mentioned, paddleboard, lake, and willingness to get up early.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, well.
I got one of those.
I recommend three of them. If you want to leave the goose gang away, that's also highly recommended.
Probably wise.
They're the frickin' worst.
Yeah.
But let's not talk geese. Let's talk water. It was ideal. It was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Kept me zen for the whole rest of the day.
Beautiful.
Oh, good.
Yes. Yeah, totally. So that is me paddleboarding away.
Very nice. Well, folks, I'm Paul, and I... you know, this will actually tie into something I said on the other show like a month ago or something. carry the one. I don't know. we got a new bug zapper so we can continue to better enjoy our backyard without getting eaten alive. And so I am the head cook and bottle washer of Shazam. Because I am so happy about zapping all mosquitoes.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Those machines kind of went away for a while. Like, I know we had one when I was growing up. It was like a big, giant, purple fluorescent thing that just...
looks like a lantern. Right.
Yeah, this one is just
a
like
giant
lantern. I'm gonna grab my Green Lantern ring out and give it a try later, but I won't get too close to it. but it's power battery sized, and it's doing the job, even during the day, because I wanted to have the door open. Mm-hmm. Just the main sliding door and have the screen up, such as it is. Our dogs have really made that screen kind of a dog flap. but it was delightful to be able to have because it was a coolish breeze this morning, and it was really nice to have that fresh air, and every now and then to hear it. So yes, there we go. I was told yesterday it was on our shopping list, you see, a month ago it was on our shopping list, and I and Jen had put on there something that kills mosquitoes with extreme prejudice.
beauty.
Yeah, so there we go.
Not subtle.
Not subtle at all. No. We're open season on a lot of things in the backyard, as I pointed out. <past. laughs> So Al, how about you in the land where the mosquitoes get either burned or banned by your governor? I don't know.
Yeah, well, or steroids. Or they're on steroids.
Okay.
One of the three. ironically enough, we live for some reason seems to be like a mosquito free zone. It's very rare that we have mosquitoes around in our house. Nice.
Delightful.
But dope. That I have nothing to do with mosquitoes this week. I am Al, and this week I was an agent of woke. Uh-oh. Walking out, keeping ignorant. That starts with an E, right? I don't know. Ignorant. I don't know how to spell it.
Keeping ignorant.
we had somebody visiting over the weekend. Not staying over, but just someone stopped by, older and a couple. And they found out we were going to Universal this weekend. And yeah. They started ranting something about Disney, and they're like, "Oh, woke like Disney!" Arr! And I've decided I really am tired of tiptoeing around people, so I decided I'm just gonna be an asshole. You tiptoe around me. Let's make you uncomfortable.
Yes.
But instead of being belligerent, I just said, "I don't know what you mean. What's woke?" Yeah. Arr! Well, I don't know what it means. And within 5 minutes, they were gone.
Very nice.
It was funny.
Wow, it's almost like I gave you a segue there almost.
Yeah, I know. And very I nice. Did not get in trouble with my wife for doing that, so even better.
Absolutely.
Ideal.
And speaking of woke, I'm guessing this cover is where Bill Dox is woke because he has female police officers. Or
totally.
I guess we could also, or maybe it's not because it is sexy bird police.
Yes, totally woke.
Yeah.
Legion. W O K E. How ignorant.
Yeah, but maybe they're not since it's Thanagarian Hawk Police, ones, except they're wearing like full armor, but then they got all they're wearing is boots, thigh boots, and the and G string.
Yeah, I think the bare midriff negates kind of the armorness of it all.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, Hawkman was not one who was shy about his midriff either.
This is true. This is true.
No, Hawkman. Apparently, like, you will see how hairy my pecs are.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. And I mean, you know, he had every chance of catching an arrow from Ollie. So. I mean,
I think that's why he didn't. I was like, too easy.
True enough.
But yeah, we have Rebel 17, and like I said, we have Vril Dox sitting on like a Thanagarian throne, looking very pleased with himself with the two hawk women behind him.
Yeah.
And we start off, it's almost like a little nursery rhyme, because we see here, you know, a little image of Tamaran and little, you know, younger Starfire and her sister and her parents. It says, "Once upon a time, on a beautiful world called Tamaran, there lived a princess named Commander. She wanted to grow up to be the best queen ever. But her wicked little sister, Coriander, tried everything she could to steal the throne away."
Oh. Is that how it happened?
Yes. Well, she existed. One day, the two sisters were caught by bad men called Psyods, who forced them to a cruel experiment. They wanted to see how much energy a girl from Tamaran could absorb before she exploded. And we see the two of them tied up to some kind of energy pole and being blasted. Instead, they filled the girls with enough power to escape. And yeah, they're blasting the Psyods. And the Psyods are running, going, "Oh, what a science rot!" All right, maybe they're not saying that.
Sounds like something they would say, though.
Yes. When the Psyods came back and destroyed Tamaran, little sister Coriander ran away to a planet called Earth. It fell to Commander to pull together the survivors of Tamaran and lead them to a new home. And yeah, there she is with all her soldiers now. Years later, a cruel Hawkman used Psyod technology to take away Commander's powers. For the people of Tamaran and their warrior queen, this was a disaster. For Commander needed her enormous strength and the star bolts that shot from her hands. She knew only one person could make her whole again. So she tracked down the science scientists who originally put the power in her, and we see them all these Tamaran soldiers with, you know, chasing down these Psyods, and she made him a very generous offer if he would kindly restore her with, you know, a gun to his head.
Yes. Literally.
And he has that look of course, whatever you want. And now, the eldest daughter of King Myander is more powerful than ever. the better give Coriander exactly what she deserves. As, well, we basically have a nice splash page of Blackfire and Starfire zapping at each other. And this is what happens in Vega. Conclusion. Tony Bedard, writer. Sergio Arino, penciler. Scott Hanna, inker. Jose Villaruba, colorist. Travis Lanham, letterer. Sean Ryan, associate editor. Brian Cunningham, editor. Kalman Androdowski, cover. And this time the tags are actually, Frickman tags are fixed. The editor's paying attention to them.
Yes.
Because it says Blackfire, commander, homeworld, Tamaran. Strength, energy projection. Starfire.
What? Coriander. She lost her tracking power?
Yeah. And she's, I guess she's confused. She's no longer from Starhaven.
She's no longer from Starhaven. That's right.
And also Starfire / Coriander. Homeworld, Tamaran. Huh. Flight, strength, energy projection. Yeah, same powers.
All right.
Perfect.
So let's see. We're on Planet Ran. Oop. There we go. Newly relocated to the Vega sector, traveling the orbital path once occupied by Tamaran. Breaking, Ran under attack by Tamaran militants from News Node. And we got Captain Comet and Tribulus and Wildstar and a bunch of other Legion soldiers coming to help. Well, Captain Comet, telekinesis, telepathy, teleportation. I figured something like this might happen, but not so soon. Hey, Starfire, you're their princess. Order them to stop. Starfire? And meanwhile, Starfire is being blasted by her Blackfire, saying, die, sister! And then her hands are yanked backwards, and she's like, what is this? And it's Comet, flying out, using his telekinesis, flying at her, saying, this is what you get when you fry my friends. Mm. And Adam Strange shows up. Commander Adam Strange to all Ranian defense forces. They're hitting Legion headquarters. Converge on my position and counterattack. And yeah, in case you didn't know by him calling himself Adam Strange, the tag tells you, this is Adam Strange, homeworld Earth, protector of planet Ran. And keep casualties to a minimum. These people aren't to blame. It's their leadership that sucks. As Blackfire fights Comet. And then Dox gets involved and he communicates with Adam Strange.
Leadership that sucks.
Yeah. Adam, I am gone for less than a day and already you're under attack? Docs, Comet warned you dropping Ran in the Vega system would ruffle some feathers. There are hundreds of Tamaranian soldiers here, letting us know how unhappy they are with you. Handle it. I am in the midst of delicate negotiations in the Polaris system, and I cannot have distractions. And in case you didn't know, that is Brainiac 2 / Viral Docs. Homeworld Kolu, superintelligence. Docs out. Handle it. And Adam lands alongside Amon Hawk. Kunda Mercenary and Xylon, Dominator Admiral. Gentlemen, as Rand's official liaison officer, I'm taking charge. And as they're firing at him, Amon's like, about time someone did. He's kind of becoming like the new Beck for this show, this series, except less whiny and more shooting.
Yes, yeah, he's totally.
But he's more, you know, he'll shoot more and he's not as whiny, but he's still the Beck.
More shooty. Love it.
At least he doesn't say I. We don't have to try and figure out how to say I with him.
Oh, so, you know, exactly.
Anyway, back to the sisters fighting each other midair, strangling each other, punching. And Blackfire's yelling, should have known I'd find you here, siding against your own people. What? You helped the Citadel conquer us. I can't believe these men still follow you. And that pisses off Blackfire, who tosses her into Captain Comet. Don't you dare judge me. And back to the captions. Queen Commander had indeed done things she is not proud of, but she is not the same person who once conspired against her people. She's pulled them back from the brink of extinction, and they know it. Soldiers of Tamaran, attack pattern 5, on my mark. And then all the soldiers of Tamaran are all grabbed by little green, they look like little grabbers. You know, those little grabby things you use when you don't pick up the gross garbage on the ground.
Yeah.
And they're told, desist, all of you! You are in violation of Section 774 of the Book of Oa. Stand by for summary education. The Vega system is now Green Lantern territory. And these are those two Green Lanterns we saw last issue.
Right, the Scion and the Okaran.
Yeah, that's Alton Amos, Homeworld Okara, rookie Green Lantern. And because his name is Alton, I keep hearing Elton Brown's voice in his head when he's
That's great.
So, just saying. I do not do an Elton Brown impression, so sorry. You have to just figure that out on your own, people. And this is Gorbis Karkum, Homeworld Scion, Rookie Green Lantern. A Scion, and Starfire is just confused. A Scion Green Lantern? Why not give the power ring to a Kralian crotch worm? For one sister, we agree.
That sounds disgusting.
Yes, it does. Adam, on the other hand, has no problem with this. He's like, am I glad to see you? These Tamarian refugees attacked without warning. I would have listened to their grievances, but they never even shut. And this is Alton, the Yorkaran. Shut up. Goris and I have been Lanterns less than a week, and we've already clashed with Legion patrols 5 times. Have you no respect for the warlord blood that runs in my veins? But Goris is a little more calm, even though she's a Scion. Or maybe that's why, because she's a Scion. Contain yourself, Alton. Our authority descends from the Guardians of the Universe. If they will not allow me to rebuke my species, they will not condone your Okaran outbursts. All of you, drop your weapons, put your hands behind you, and then they get shot in the, behind. I mean, they don't get die because of Green Lantern stuff, but... Sprock you, butt out, as we see Choom, Zach, Fram! And it's the Temerian shooting at them from one side. Commander soldiers do not realize their folly, but it fills their queen with pride that they do not back down. And from the other side, they're being shot at by the Ranians. You know, the Green Lanterns, that is. Neither do the Ranians, who not long ago were an effete, defenseless, dying culture. Commander grudgingly admits that they have learned a thing or two from their adopted protector, Adam Strange. And we also see Tribulus and Wildstar shooting at them as well. Still, the Queen of Tamarin is troubled by the Scion Lantern statement that they enforce the laws of Oa. This is a long way from Oa. Green Lanterns were never welcome in the Vega sector before. Why start now? And she's getting all kinds of Kirby crackle behind her. And meanwhile, now the Green Lanterns are no more concerned with protecting themselves. This has turned to a first-class frag storm. You have a firm grip of the obvious. So Blackfire goes to Adam Strange. Commander fought alongside Adam Strange during the Rand-Thanagar War, and she knows he will listen to reason. We need to gain control of the situation. Help me remove the Green Lanterns, and I will. But then Comet and Starfire come in hot. Take your hands off him, sister. But Adam understands. He's like, wait, Corey, I want to hear her out. It's simple. Your uniform is a built-in Zeta Beamer, right? And then we're back. Now we're in orbit above the planet, and also we see a little light show. And then we see Zeta beamed in is the two Green Lanterns and Adam and Blackfire. And they're looking confused. Ring, how do we get here? Zeta radiation levels indicate Randian teleport device. And Blackfire is explaining to them. Adam Strange here represents the interests of Ran and I of Tamaran. Our conflict is a private matter. No one requested your intervention. And Alton doesn't care. He's like, we don't need permission to do our job. And you have yourself to blame for our presence, Adam Strange. You and that mercenary operation you joined. Adam's not putting up with their crap, though. I don't know what you've heard, Scion, but I'm still wearing the uniform of Ran. I make work with Riddledox, but I don't salute him. I don't get paid by him. And why have I never seen a female Scion before? That's the best. Although it's like, really? You're not getting paid either? Damn, that sucks. You're dealing with Dox's crap, you're not getting paid for it? And Blackfire thinks this is a waste of time because she says, we are wasting time. What a time waste. You two, get out of the Vega system. We will not tolerate your meddling in our business. And Alton doesn't, still Alton's of course the more belligerent of the two. You really expect me to leave so you can slaughter each other? I shall stand down my troops, not because of you, but because if Strange doesn't work for Dox, I suspect we just might share a common enemy. And then there's a blast of light, and she's like, Strange, did you call him more friends? And we see a whole bunch of ships show up, with kind of bird motifs on the front. These aren't friends, Blackfire. Not even close. And she realizes they're Thanagarian warbirds. This day gets worse and worse. Uh-oh. And the Lanterns are a little not sure now because they're rookies. They don't know what to do. They're like, Goris, perhaps we should consult with Lantern Salik. And we get all, I guess it's all like a whole projection of one of the Thanagarians. I am Wing Commander. Oh, crap. Alien names. Shrigar Val of the Thanagarian Third Fleet. You are all invited aboard under a flag of truce. And as they land, Alton's asking, do you not fear a trap? But Adam explains, not their style. Thanagarians stab you in the heart, not the back. And there is that wing commander coming up in person. Yeah. Welcome in the name of the Grand Moor of Thanagar. And Adam's like, don't get me wrong, but I'm surprised you didn't shoot us on sight. What brings you here? And we hear from off panel, I do. And shock, at Vril Dox, I told you I was negotiating. And this is where Adam finally loses his cool. You didn't say it was with Rand's mortal enemy. And the wing commander is telling him, circumstances have changed, Protector of Rand. We no longer share the same solar system, much less the same planet. Most of those who blame Rand for the destruction of Thanagar are now dead or deposed, including the former Grand Moor. And Dox is saying, the Rand-Thanagar war is over, Adam. Let's make it official. But of course, Blackbird is like, hey, what about my people? They are down there right now, fighting to the death. But the wing commander says, not exactly, Your Majesty. I deployed a landing force to suspend hostilities. The heck? That's not me, is it?
No.
Listen, do I sound like that? All right. Anyway, so the wing commander's telling her, I have deployed a landing force to suspend hostilities. When you see that they have taken prisoners without resorting to deadly force, you will know the armistice Dox negotiated is real. And yeah, we see a whole bunch of Hawk police basically taking the Tamaranians and Rainians prisoner. And of course, she is pissed. And Doxin, like everyone else, tries to take a shot at him. You took my men prisoner? Back off, or I blast his high-grade brains all over the floor. If you do that, Queen of Tamaran, how will I provide your people with a home? He's a cool one, thinks the queen. This son of Brainiac is not the pandering fool she saw in the news feeds. Oh yeah, from last issue when he was trying to put a good spin on everything.
Right.
I could not wait. I could not rest until every bunny and every plate of glass was back the way it should be. And she asks him, what home? Rand is a big planet. At the moment, most of it is deserted, especially the southern continent. I am certain the Rannians would rather welcome peaceful neighbors than plunge into yet another war. And we have now jumped ahead probably a couple days to basically a very public political ceremony. When she finds her troops unharmed, Commander is forced to admit that this solution is for the best. For now. And we see up on this whole stage, we have a whole bunch of people dressed up really nice, and on stage we got Adam Strange and Sardath and Dox and the Wing Commander and Starfire and Hawk and Tribulus, for some reason. Why the hell is he up there? What does he know about being formal? But anyway, Dox is asking, will the signatories please endorse the Treaty of Rand? And both the Wing Commander and Sardath are signing it. First, they lost Tamaran. Then the world dubbed New Tamaran. Then the planet Karna, which they shared with the filthy Gordanians. The people of Tamaran are sick to death of wandering. Their queen will make a go of it here with the Rannians and with him. And she signs it too. And we hear, Prince confirmed and accepted. And Starfire and Comet are whispering to each other. She's telling them, I hate this sort of thing. People pretend to be friends, disguising their contempt for each other. Welcome to politics. And Dox is, of course, showing everybody the tablet with the whole thing that the treaty that he made happen, of course. Dox is not the man Commander assumed he was. He is ruthless, driven, smart, egocentric, charismatic. He is like she. And now we go back to the two lanterns flying somewhere, and they're talking to each other, and Gorvis, I think that's her name, is saying, Gorius. Rookie Green Lantern Gorius Crackham to Lantern Salak. The situation on Rand is peacefully resolved. Would you prefer an oral or written situational report? And Salak replies, both, Lantern Crackham. Thorough documentation is a personal passion of mine. And what do you mean the situation is resolved? Vril Dox brokered a treaty with all parties involved. You allowed Vril Dox to seal an alliance with Rand and Thanagar? What were you thinking? And even Alden's confused, like, but they stopped fighting. Should we not avoid the internal politics of worlds under our protection? You rookies have a long way to go to earn your badges. Which is, so, Murray, that explains our thing from last time of why they just have white spots in their chest.
Yeah.
No badges. Although, why they're sending two rookies out is confusing. But anyway, he's saying, just remember that Legion poses a direct threat to the Corps and its mission. You two keep a very close eye on what Dox does from now on. And finally, we end somewhere else. We end with at a place called LGM-1. Discovered in 1967, this pulsar's natural energy bursts were first thought to be an alien communication signal. Astronomers dubbed it LGM-1 for Little Green Men from Earth's Daily Planet. And there's a little ship out nearby shooting something at it, saying, it's a shame to lose a pulsar so aesthetically pleasing. But this particular specimen has the perfect density and energy ratio. Conversion should trigger on impact. There, perfect. Looks only like a sunspot as the little blast hit that little pulsar, and then all of a sudden, when in fact it's a controlled explosion. The death of a star and the birth of something new, and we see the star going all crazy and is blowing up. I should erect some sort of marker. Here lies LGM-1, who gave her life for Brainiac 3. A gravestone for a pulsar. And we see something inside that at first I thought was Solaris.
Yeah, yeah.
Siren Sun. Yeah, it looks just kind of like that. But it's not. And we hear... because he did say a gravestone for a pulsar. And, and we see it's Little Dox wearing a very Brainiac-looking outfit.
Totally.
Yeah. And he hears on his radio, pulsar, star, grave. Ah, speech centers online. Splendid. Pulsar, star, grave. Yes, I heard you. You like those words? I am pulsar, star, grave. I see. Well, I am Liril Dox, son of Vril Dox, grandson of Brainiac. You and I are going to visit my grandfather, spring him from jail, and suck his exquisite brain dry. Next, the trial of Brainiac.
Wow.
Very cool.
Yeah.
This kind of brings us full circle with the Legion series as well, when you get down to it.
It's kind of where we started.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. How exciting.
Yeah, this is like, yeah, I have no memory of this. Like, none.
No, same. I don't know that I got this far with the book. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know I have all the issues, and I must have read them, but I think, I don't know, I think, I don't know what I was doing.
I bought the whole series. I know I bought it. I know I read it. I don't really remember it, but, you know, the newer it is, the harder it is to remember, because I haven't read it 20 times.
Yeah, exactly. that's true, yeah.
I mean, the comics I really remember the most, ask me the ones I had when I first had, like, you know, 24 of them. I read them 20,000 times, because it's what I had.
We read and engage with comics very differently than we did in our younger days. That's the thing. It's, yeah. So, I mean, it kind of changes it, the way that you remember these things.
Yeah, I also put it like watching stuff when you're a kid. Like, no Star Wars movie is ever going to compare to Star Wars or Empire Strikes Back to me, because I watched them 5 billion times.
Exactly.
They were on HBO. I watched it every time it was on.
Yeah.
I don't have time. Even if I love the movie now, it doesn't matter. I don't have the time.
That's it.
To watch these movies over and over. I have to work.
Yeah.
I don't get summer vacation where basically I'm doing nothing for 3 months.
Wow.
Oh, poor Muffin.
Oh, you shut up.
Yeah. Murray definitely played that part of it very right.
That's right. You were smart. Yeah.
There is no one I know who has done it better than our friend Murray here.
Mm-hmm.
So
if we had chores to do on the weekend, it's for the most part, most of us did, I mean, I'm sure some people have, but it's not like you had to do it, You don't have to work and then like do that stuff. Like, okay, I do this stuff. That's my whole Saturday. We got to go shopping. I got to pick this up and I got to fix that. And I got to make sure it's painted and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like watch cartoons, go play with your friends, go back home when it's nighttime and like read comics, watch TV until, it was too late. And you got yelled at to go to bed.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading this. I'm looking at this house ad at the back for these Joker's Asylum books. And what they make me think of is the current Bad Day books or whatever it was, And so I'm like looking at them thinking, oh, is that, did that just come out? It's like interesting that they would, you know, use that person's credit of being from Brothers and Sisters. It seems an odd. Makes more sense now.
Yeah.
Nice.
DC 20, just the year before Flashpoint.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. All right, folks, you might want to tell us your thoughts on this little brouhaha that's going on in Rebels and where you think Pulsar Stargrave is leading us. And you can tell us all about that at legionofsubstitutepodcasters@gmail.com. You can talk about it on the Facebook page, which is facebook.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. Or you can head over to the website, legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com, where you can leave a comment on this or any episode. Let us know what you think. Murray?
And with that, I'm going to say we'll see you all next W-E-E-K.
L-A-T-E-R.
J-A-G-A-V-A-N-O. A-R-T-H-A-S-U-M-C-H-E.
Yeah. C-H-E. C-H-E indeed.
No, I am.
Not anymore, because I'm zapping the bugs.
That's right. But I'm bumped.